Okay, people, we are ready for the next talk. Please listen up, quiet down, and get ready for the next talk. Thank you.
Background of me, I'm basically doing compilers all of my life, don't go into details, but what is important right now is I'm working at Tokiwa Software in a team of three engineers where we together develop the Fusion language and its implementation. Quick overview of this talk, I will give a very short intro into the Fusion language, and the rest I will show you through examples in the code. I will go then into mostly different types and how they are realized on the OpenJDK. We will talk about tech union types, about product types that have value semantics, about type parameters, how to do multiple intelligence, and talk a bit about the class identifier. So I'll start.
We can't hear you in the mic. Yeah.
Can you? We're not getting anything. Is it all plugged in properly? Turned on.
Now it's on.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry for those online who missed that. Okay. I will start with a quick intro to the Fusion language. So Fusion is based on simplicity. It's all based on one single concept, which is a feature, which takes the role of Java classes, Java methods, functions in other languages. And Fusion is aiming at safety-critical systems, and we see more and more systems becoming safety-critical. And in that area, we see that tools can make the developer's life much easier. Short, the language Fusion is statically typed. It is polymorphic in different ways. It has union types, parametric types, and object-oriented style inheritance. And it is pure using effects to model side effects. The Fusion tool chain looks like this. We start actually with Fusion source files that go through a front end, compiled into Fusion modules that are then processed by a middle end and by a static analyzer into a Fusion application represented in the intermediate representation, and that is then the input for different back ends. And in this talk, I'm going to go into details of the JVM backend that then transfers this intermediate representation into bytecode in Java class files that are run on a JVM. And the first aspect I want to focus on is tagged union types. I'll explain immediately what that is. As an example, I take an oven. I implement an oven in Fusion, and an oven as an input has a setting that often can either be on, either be off, or it can be on with a temperature setting given in degrees centigrade or Fahrenheit. So there's three options in that union type. And off is just a unit type. It's just a value with no other state, while the temperature settings is either a setting that gives a centigrade temperature as an integer or a Fahrenheit temperature that's a float in this case. And within the oven, we can then use a union type value and match on it, so match on the setting, and do different things depending on whether it is off or it is a temperature giving an centigrade or Fahrenheit. Now, I have to make some space here. Now, when we compile this to Java, I give Java source, not the Java bytecode,